When Republican lawmakers, along with a handful of Democrats, passed a Republican bill to reopen the federal government, they did it without giving in to Democrats' demands for action to prevent health care cuts and the end of Obamacare subsidies. The question now, what to do next? Senate Democratic Whip Dick Durbin of Illinois has an optimistic take on the situation.
I think we've set the stage for a bipartisan approach to this issue in the Senate, and I think we can build on that.
Durbin is one of a handful of Democrats that joined Senate Republicans to end the shutdown. He's been criticized for that vote, but he says he hopes that will not divide Democrats.
I hope that we can close ranks now, even though we had that fundamental disagreement, and work toward a common goal.
He's banking on a Republican promise to take up the Affordable Care Act subsidies later.
Well, the good news is there's a commitment from John Thune, the Republican leader in the Senate, for us to bring a Democratic written bill to the floor before the middle of December, just a matter of a few weeks, and so we can have a debate. What we're doing now, what I'm doing and the other members, is trying to round up Republican support for this. This health care issue is a critical issue that needs to be resolved. We need to extend the tax credit for at least a year, I hope even longer, and make some positive changes in the program.
Other Democrats put less faith in Republican promises these days, especially because the Republican House Speaker has refused to promise a House vote on the issue. Democratic Congressmember Ruben Gallego of Arizona made health care affordability the main topic of a town hall meeting with constituents in Tucson. He recalled the late Arizona Senator John McCain's dramatic vote to block a Republican repeal of Obamacare.
Right now, what we're asking for is, again, political courage. And I actually don't even think it takes that much courage to say, I want to protect 24 million Americans from having their insurance rates premiums doubled.
Without congressional action, Obamacare insurance premiums are set to skyrocket. How much depends on different factors, but for many, the rate hikes will be dramatic.
We're hearing about $400,000, $500,000 a month for some families. You know, there's one family up in Gilbert, Arizona that I met, Mr. Gomez, and, you know, he had a family of four. You know, he has his own job. He has his own contracting job. He is, you know, paying his taxes. He's buying the ACA. You know, he just got his estimate back, and his increase is going to be more than $3,000 a month, right? No one can withstand that. No one can withstand that.
And why are those rate hikes happening? Gallego says it's because of how Republicans feel about Obamacare.
This is an option that my colleagues on the right are taking because they dislike the ACA. They hate the Affordable Health Care Act, and this is a step one to start destroying that. But the problem with that is this isn't a policy thing. This isn't something you just get to talk to in a theoretical world. You are affecting people's lives.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.